Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN on a smooth Tuesday. It's going to be that, a smooth November 11th edition of the show. Hopefully your morning is going smoothly, like your coffee, right on down. It's going to go smooth for me because my partner's back. I'm back from the world of Disney. You knew that if you listened in yesterday. Boy, are we grateful to have him. I was flapping my lips last week, flapping, trying to keep up. It's a lot of words when John's gone. He takes up a lot of the time, as you know, in these 3 hours. So I'm very eager to hear from our man, our once local star that now is a national one. We're just hoping to hold on for the ride that is his career. It's great to work beside him. Also, it's great to have King George. I look at him now. He's on the ones and twos today, but you know what he really is? A great, shrewd GM in football. We laughed. We said he may have made the worst deal in fantasy football history. And just look at him. He's won two in a row and is very much in the race in our 92.9 Fantasy League. So one who was once laughed at may in the end
shows you
reign king, even without Jonathan Taylor. We shall see. John, you're still behind him, by the way, even though you have that man now. Welcome to this show.
Thank you so much.
Grizzlies in action. Tigers in action. John has informed me that both are big underdogs tonight. We'll hear from the betting expert, right? We'll hear from King George. You'll hear a little from your humble servant, Smooth. And one thing before I hand this show over to the man that's going to steer it. I was in Fraser this morning at New Hope Christian, and I just want to say I was blessed to get a chance to speak to the fifth and sixth graders over there, their leadership lab, led by Mr. Sullivan, the principal over there, under head of school Lionel Cable. And those kids' questions back to me. George is looking at me. John's not. George is listening to me. Those kids made me look inward. They made me question myself.
Lots of reflection this morning?
Yes. That's how engaged those young people were. And you know what? It gave me hope. Over at New Hope, I got hope. I was blessed to get a chance to speak to them. And then, real quick, because he said, what are you doing in Fraser? Devontae at the store, which I saw afterward. I had to fill up my coffee. He said, Jason Smith, ain't you usually in Cordova? What are you doing in Fraser? I listen to you guys all the time. You and John. He was on the phone with his father. I said, what's your name? Devontae? Good to meet you. Just wanted to shout out Fraser Devontae, loyal listener, was on the phone with his dad when he saw me. Johnny told me to tell you what's up.
He
can't wait to hear what you have to say today.
Yeah.
Fraser Devontae, thank you.
Shout out to Devontae, and shout out to the one white girl in this class. Just one.
Ruby.
Just one white person at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she's there. Round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
It's a predominantly black private school, John. Way to call that out. Good job.
No, we're just, it's stuck
good
out.
Good job, yeah. Good. Way to single her out there. Yeah.
No, it's awesome. I'm glad you had a good experience, though.
Very much so. Thank you.
It's a great photo, and, I'm sure you impacted those lives as much as they impacted yours.
Let's hope so. Again, it was really them pouring into me.
That's right.
So I was just blessed to be over there.
I'll continue to wait for my invitation to speak to anything or anybody.
Again, John welcomes all invitations for him to come to speak.
That's right.
We're still looking for them.
I think it's going to happen at some point, but we're still waiting. Lots to get to on the show today. Did we talk about, I know you're not a uniform guy, but the Platinum City Edition uniforms for the Grizzlies?
We did not talk about it.
They're out. They look nice. They look nice. It's not, I say out, like you can purchase them on, you know, Fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like we'll be kept.
It's the same. It's just like you addressed me. You know, I'm not the uniform. I do have thoughts, though.
Okay. Yeah. On these.
Because I figured you would still ask.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm a threads guy. I'm a big threads guy, and I think they did really well with this one. This is icy. This is nice. So we'll get into that today on the show. Memphis, Ole Miss, Grizzlies, Knicks. I mean, what more could you want in Hoop City? I guess for both teams to be favored. But, you know, we can't really get what we want all the time, can we?
I mean, we might. They may surprise us, John. You never know. We might get two wins.
That's right. They have to play the games. We got a big show today. Jessica Benson will join us at 11:25. We'll talk to her about all of that. 12:25, 12:30 or so, Dane Bradshaw, White Station Spartan, Tennessee Volunteer. He's going to be on the call for Memphis Ole Miss on SEC Network tonight. So we'll catch up with him. I haven't seen Ole Miss. I mean, I know what they've done. I haven't gotten, you know.
Who has, bro? It's football season.
Yeah, it's
they played a couple of, you know, Louisiana.
That's right.
Southeastern Louisiana,
that's right.
Southwestern. I mean, who's watched Ole Miss?
Now, they've shot the ball well, but, you know, again, it's like how real is that against that level of competition? I don't know. Memphis is a 10-point underdog in this game, so the market thinks it's real enough. We'll get Dane Bradshaw's thoughts on that and more at 12:30. And then at 1:25, Frank Bonner is going to be here. Oh, man.
Put a wrap on the Memphis season, huh?
We got to mourn it, I guess.
I'm kidding. We still have games to play, but I'm kind of not kidding.
No, I mean, I don't think you're off base in saying that. I mean,
unfortunately.
Because, like, what's the point now? I mean, to play in one of these mediocre bowls again? Like,
well, let's be real. This is where Ryan Silverfield shines.
When the games don't matter?
Yes, in terms of keeping the team together, and we're going on to win 9, 10, 11 games. That will hopefully suffice and satisfy you Tigers fans that have longed for a title.
I don't know who their bowl opponent will be, but you would say they'd be a big favorite to at least win 10 games, right?
Yeah.
It's just Navy and I guess East Carolina, you're an underdog this weekend.
I wish they mattered more. It is not the nature of things, nor should it be the nature of things around here.
Right.
You should want to be in that title hunt, and what that title hunt represents is, you know, greater than ever with the college football playoff appearance. It's unfortunate we can't talk in those, you know, talk along those lines anymore. Frank will put come here and put the bow on it.
Yeah, he sure will.
What went wrong?
Or maybe he won't. How about that? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not ready.
Well, it is his beat. I don't think he wants to say, I'm done.
Right.
He's got games to cover. He's got to stay engaged. So, you know what? For the sake of Frank and the rest of his season, what he's got to do, we'll keep him uplifted and talk about the big one against TCU this weekend.
I need to know, is Brendan Lewis practicing? You know, Silverfield says East Carolina has to prepare for three quarterbacks.
I maybe could make a case it's time to start looking at Arrington Bain and A.J. Hill in the future.
I think they should be preparing for 12.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's what I would do.
We actually saw Arrington Bain throw in this last one, which we had not seen.
Yep.
And so there's a discussion certainly to be had there about the future. I know that's kind of getting our head over ourselves, but let's be real, guys. You're out of the race right now.
So out of the race.
Future should be discussed at some point.
Absolutely. So we'll do all that today here on the show. George, you've been doing this show with us long enough to know that when it's a busy day, you know, we like to tackle an array of topics, right? And we like to determine whether preceding statements that are made are true or false. And we call it cap or no cap. Let's do it. One of these Memphis teams is going to pull it off tonight. Cap. No cap.
I did a lot. I've done a lot of talking. I want you to lead. I want you to lead on this, and you show us the way.
Penny Hardaway is exquisite as a big underdog. in his career. He won at Houston as a 10-point underdog in 2022. Now, he had DeAndre Williams and Kendrick Davis, but he did it. And he beat UConn last year as an 8-to-9-point favorite in Maui, or underdog, I should say. So this is a spot where I usually feel pretty good about Memphis. Like, even though the spread is quite large, I mean, I don't think there's that many instances of Memphis being a double-digit underdog under Penny. Like, it's just not a place that they typically are.
No.
Now, I mean, again, it's also a road. Like, they'll probably be a double-digit underdog against Louisville on the road. Like, they'll probably be a double-digit underdog against Purdue.
Purdue. Yeah,
it will happen, unfortunately, more often this season. But it's just not a place where, you know, Memphis frequents that much. And when they have, again, probably a small sample, they've done pretty well. I don't remember what the spread was when they were at Tennessee, you know, that year. I assume it was probably not 10 because I think Memphis was going to that game ranked.
Mm-hmm.
But look, what worries me about I'm bringing up Memphis basketball first because I feel better about their chances to beat Ole Miss than I do the Grizzlies to beat the Knicks right now.
Okay.
Because we've seen Penny like respond pretty well in these situations, and we haven't really seen the Grizzlies do that this year. So I think I just trust Memphis basketball a little bit more right now with this setting. But I think it's cap, unfortunately. I don't think either team wins tonight. I hate to be a dour.
Oh.
You know, it sucks to start the, you know. Oh. I think Memphis basketball, I mean, both teams could be very well competitive in these games. I don't think Ole Miss is like this juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting over, too. They lost Matthew Morrell. They lost Sean Padula. They lost a lot of pieces as well. So I don't think it's, you know, you're not walking into some buzzsaw here.
Not as over, though, right? With Malik Diop played last year, right?
Right.
Not 15 new guys
correct,
like Memphis. Which
correct.
Is,
no,
okay,
it's true.
Yeah.
And, again, I do think in college basketball, when you are owed, right, like Chris Beard probably is like, hey, this is our most meaningful game for the whole month.
Oh, like, the way they got beat last year.
Yeah. Like, so he's going to make this a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we both agree and think that Chris Beard is a good coach. So he's been in the Final Four. So I just
agree on that.
I just don't really think it sets up well for either team tonight.
This is just win. Yeah, this is not cover.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Do I think the Tigers could cover? Sure, absolutely. I mean, we've seen them do it a lot. But I think in terms of asking either of these teams to win tonight, it's a big ask. So I would say cap, unfortunately.
I feel like John's right. I hesitate to say it, but I feel like he's right. Penny's been good in these spots. We know it. I was telling George, you're an Oxford man, aren't you? You're a rebel.
I am.
I could sense your presence.
Are you an Ole Miss basketball guy, though?
If it's on, I try and watch.
Ole Miss everything, bro. Don't you get it?
If it's on, I try and watch.
If it's rebel,
That's not a resounding Ole Miss basketball guy.
I mean, the guy's got to be everywhere. He's got trivia. He's got to produce 8 shows. I mean, he's got
true.
But he plugs in when he can.
That is
don't
true.
Don't forget Bingo.
And you got a GM in this fantasy team.
That's right.
Yes.
That's 1-2 in a row.
Now, when you decide that you're going to be – no, you don't know where I'm going with this one. You're nodding, but you don't know. That you're going to be – when you decide on which young lady – that you're going to court and marry.
Mm.
I see how you rebel men get it done. I want to see you out there on that field, understand? That was special.
And that was the most unexpected, like, cuz that's a normal thing. It was in place of No, it was in place of like the kick the extra point
and she's going to hold the extra point.
And you kick it, you win something for a year. That type of thing. So, like I was like, we're just watching it. I was in the stands. I was like, okay, cool.
So he was in the stands, John. He was in. We have a real
alumni weekend for a bunch of different things.
We got a real Grove man here.
Okay.
Grove hero.
No, I believe that. I believe he's a Grove man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about right.
But Ole Miss basketball and the Grove, I would say, are two different universes.
What I was
R.I.P. the Tadpad, by the way.
R.I.P. the Tadpad. We learned about that yesterday.
Look, this is not an Ole Miss memorial.
No, there's a point here. I'm always bringing it home. I've been doing 3-hour shows, brother. Relax. I take my time. You understand
Fair enough.
Talk to a rebel here. And we were discussing it before we came on. They've beat Memphis 4 straight times down there.
Yeah, the most recent was like, it was 2023, right?
It's an issue.
Yeah.
I think I was at one of them, maybe even going back to like KJ Lawson. It feels like it goes back that far. It's just been an issue for Memphis down there.
Yep.
In the pavilion. And so that's the other part about it. You add that to what John said. Chris Beard, you know he left here red-faced last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like John said, this one's been circled in terms of importance. Games that shouldn't be this important, especially for an SEC team, that once it gets into conference play, going to play ranked teams all the time. Believe me, it is, because as John said, you don't embarrass Chris Beard like that, get pushed around, and expect not to hear about it. So believe me, a guy like Malik Dia, who played last year and was part of them getting pushed around. Remember, Memphis lost to Mississippi State, and it was a completely different, just a completely different approach against Ole Miss. There had to be real in terms of urgency and pushback and hit first, and that's what Memphis did. Chris Beard remembers it. You're back down there. He's going to say deliver it first. That's what, you know, there's a good chance here that Memphis's, you know, centers were trying to figure out which one can hold up and be out there. Remember, Bradshaw fouled out last game.
Yep.
You know, I just think if you are Chris Beard, you're looking at that and saying, we're going at those guys.
Yep.
You know, going at all those bodies and trying to plow through them. So I expect physicality. I expect intensity, because that's Chris Beard, and especially after a loss to Memphis that was pretty one-sided last year.
I think it's very interesting that we didn't even really talk about the Grizzlies. Like, both of us, like, just kind of glossed over the Grizzlies here. Is it because we just don't think they're in a good place psyche-wise?
No. I believe in Knicks is one of the best teams in the East. They're at home, and they don't play much like OKC did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can take teams like Memphis that don't even look like they've got their superstars on the same page, you know, and sometimes Ja Morant's playing into your hands, it looks like, with some of these shots. You can shut them down in the second half, just like OKC did.
Yep.
I think the Knicks are that kind of team, and have. I've had them ahead of the Cavs, but we'll see how it shakes out. I just think they're going to be that type of team that when they want to flip the switch on this Memphis team that's still figuring things out. What I'm going to look for tonight, just to speak, Cedric Coward in the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that seems to be growing every single game. And for me right now, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, you got to get out of this mess. But I don't know that it's going to ever get a lot better than it is right now, just in terms of the basketball. Sure, the quality will get better with Zach Edey, Ty Jerome. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about winning at a high level. And so I'm already looking forward to what the future is. Well, we know part of it's going to be Cedric Coward. This dude's going, I mean, in losses, putting up double-doubles. It's fun to watch him. I hope some of his joy rubs off on Ja and Jaren. This team can get on the same page and surprise us again,
yeah,
like it used to do.
Yeah, I mean, that once upon a time.
Yeah, these young men were all, you know, they didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. They played hard, everything. And maybe they feel like now, well, the system goes against that. They're pulling us after, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. I can't get into a groove. Eastlow's got to adjust, get everybody on the same page. Hopefully they surprise us. But no, John, I don't have my hopes high.
Yeah. So look, we'll be watching, obviously. But we talked about this stretch for the Grizz, and it was always going to be difficult, and it's proven to be that already. So hopefully they can bounce back. But, you know, both teams will have their work cut out for them. It's just one I feel better about from – We have a little bit more of a sample size.
Well, yeah, no Edey yet. That's the thing.
Right.
We're all watching the injury report, waiting on Edey to start a climb, and we're going to see doubtful and then questionable. Hadn't seen anything yet. He's on the trip, but not going to get him tonight, so I don't expect a whole lot to change in terms of, you know, in terms of what they can do.
Yes.
From a spacing standpoint without Edey.
All right, moving right along here, you will be purchasing some form of these icy Grizzlies city jerseys. Is that cap or no cap? So I say.
Well, that's probably no cap. I mean, I usually always end up in some form of hoodie or get one for Chris.
There we go.
More importantly. But let me tell you what, he's a little down on this team. So if we get this thing, it's going to be because of how good it looks.
Yes.
It's not because it's going to be because.
Right,
you know, he's buying in right now to this as a winner.
Oh no, look good, feel good, right?
Well, sometimes look good, you know, look good in loss.
Yeah,
because it's going to be some of that.
I mean, would it be? Let me ask you this,
we don't want to teach that either, do we? Where we've stressed the looking good over the playing hard and the getting the win. So, got to be careful here down this avenue. Sometimes I feel like John would rather look good, get his 20. Go, you know, whatever it is.
Well,
6 of 9 from three.
There we go. Okay.
You got 18 of those 20 from behind the line.
Very efficient.
Yeah, you got fouled once trying to go to the hole. Got 2 free throws.
Yep.
It was all from behind the line.
Yes, sir.
That's you right there.
Yes.
That's your kind of game.
It is. Now let me ask you this: are you going to wear a Cedric Coward Nike unisex swingman jersey?
You know what I mean? Cedric Coward keep doing what he's doing. And he's going to get me behind him in a way, sure. Or maybe I'll buy that jersey for the kid. Okay. I mean, it's you know what I'm saying? Because it's always been John Jaren jerseys.
Right. There may be a changing of the guard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard right now to buy a jersey of either one of those guys.
And it is 2-3.
Yeah. And it is 2-3.
It's the 23.
I mean, that too. You know, is it a little bit of an unfortunate, you know.
We buy Josh shoes. So.
Right.
You know.
You're clear.
Time. See Desmond Bane last night?
Game winner.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wonder what that does for his confidence. He's not shooting it well this year.
No, he's not.
I won't be buying any more Bane jerseys.
That team's been really an underperformer, all things.
I know you and Mike are extremely disappointed.
We are. There's no doubt about that. We got to fix this. Yeah. We got to. You know, this was a big swing for us.
You're all in.
Yeah.
You guys are all in.
And it just.
You don't have a point guard.
Kind of broke the defense, you know. But, yeah, like, they just went a bit. Like, there's, like, there's jerseys, there's like some hoodies, there's some shirts, yeah. Like in this, you know.
No,
so
hoodie, man. Hats. Will you get something? Captain?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Yes, I think I will get like
out of your Raider stuff. For
maybe like a hoodie or a hat or both. I mean, I don't want to limit it. You know,
how would you rank this as the way to do this, John? In terms of their,
it's below like
previous ones they've had.
Well, number one is like the original Grizzly when they got here.
Memphis, it meant so much to you.
Yes.
You've told the story.
Yes.
And we can still feel it.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody can relate to that, you know. Yep. It's like that nostalgia, right?
Right.
That it brings back, you know, the Shane and the Powell and the James Posey, Mike Miller, Jay. Well, I mean, you all feel that, right?
George may have never heard that story. So.
Yeah.
It's good that you retold it.
I would do that one, number one. I would do those red joints, you know, the red joints, number two. We don't ever talk about the red joints, and I don't even know if they were ever for sale widely.
Exactly, George, the red ones.
But the red ones
were. Not even
the ones from last year, the Memphis Sounds ones?
No. You get the way back red joints. The way back red
joints. Yeah, he wasn't talking about last year.
No,
I don't remember what he's
talking about.
Not the Sounds, but like it was like a very limited release red, you know? Yeah, like it was like an inverted.
Somebody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. I would do that one, and then I'd probably have these third.
I thought there was what was about the 3-6 one that time? Wasn't there like the one I got, the hoodie, didn't it? Like, wasn't there like a?
I think that was the original.
And it was all shiny and.
Oh,
I think I found the red ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's a no from Rebel Grove.
Those hit, man. Those hit.
Rebel Grove.
Well, it's the bright red. Thing is, they had the teal on them.
Yeah,
they didn't have
teal.
Like a light blue and like.
I mean, it was like
they're bright. That's for sure.
It was perfect.
They stand out.
It was a perfect jersey. All right, I had the J. Will joint, as you might know. But I'd say these are up there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that was 1 year City Edition. I know what you're talking. It's not the Isaac Hayes one. It's like the.
It was like connected to. Then the Isaac Hayes one was good, but this one was different. Maybe a year or two later after.
Yeah,
Isaac.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I wear it in here all the time.
I had a hoodie, I think, with that.
Like a little bling to it.
Yes,
I think.
It did.
A little shine.
Yes, it did.
It.
Yeah. This is.
Thought
this,
it was like a 3-6 sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
This is technically Isaac Hayes. They just made it platinum.
Oh.
You know, that's the whole thing. It's platinum. Oh. So I think it looks great. I think it's a great jersey. I think it'll be very popular among the fan base.
Very good.
And we'll see if the Cedric Howard jerseys start going crazy. We'll talk to Jessica Benson about it, get her thoughts on the Grizz as they get ready to take on the Knicks tonight at the Garden, all that and more. J&J, 90 FM, yes.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd on Grind City Media. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network. She's the Grizzophile. She joins us every Tuesday, and she joins us now. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. How are you guys?
You know, what do we do?
Hanging in there.
What do we do when we're in a stretch like this? You know, as a team, as a nation. You know, what do we do? What's the best remedy here?
Have a little patience.
Okay.
Take a little breath.
Okay.
Try to find wins in losses.
Wow.
Which is never a very fun thing to do, but you have to find areas to be encouraged by, of which I think we had multiple in the last two games, one of which was an actual win over the very sad, now Nico Harrison-less Dallas Mavericks, but the first half against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you try to find these stretches that you can build on, right, where you eventually turn it into a complete game against a team that's above 500, one of these legitimate contenders in the NBA this season. And that's something that we just have not seen yet from this Grizzlies team.
How close do you think Zach Edey is? Because he feels...
Isn't that the question we all wake up asking every single day?
Yes.
Every day of my life, I look at my wife and I say, how close
is Zach Edey?
Not how are you?
Sure, she's so thrilled about that, right? You're like, listen, this is what matters in this world. I think
he's on
we're
the trip.
Close. I mean, right. Yep. He's on the trip, and you don't want to read tea leaves, but they do come back between the Cleveland game on Saturday and the San Antonio game that's in San Antonio on Tuesday.
Okay.
He could have stayed back. He could have kept practicing with the hustle, but he's not. He's on this trip. And even if it's not this road trip, I think there's at least signs that there's a chance, right? So you're saying there's a chance that yep. he could rejoin on this road trip. But from a worst-case scenario, he's rejoining sometime this month. And I think there's this obvious, maybe not obvious for everybody, but at least for me, I really have tried to approach this thing with the caveat of we haven't seen how it's supposed to look yet, especially right. with the focal point that Zach Edey can be. And what I mean by that is just how he can make this offense go from a screen setting standpoint, from a providing space for the rest of the guys, for John Morant specifically, as we've seen him operate with one of the more of those traditional bigs successfully throughout his career. But I think even as much as it opens things up for Jaw, what it does for Jaren on the defensive end, he's able to sit more in his natural position. That saves energy. Does that translate into more aggression on the offensive side of things? I want to see what it looks like with Zach Edey, as I think most people do, before making any real declarative statements or assumptions about what the trend is for this team this season.
Well, I am totally in favor of that. I just... How are we putting too much on? I mean, it's the only thing we have,
could
really.
Be.
You know, I mean, because it's like yeah. in terms of reinforcing, like, yeah, you got him and Jerome, so you're just trying to cling to something. And I understand the human condition, right? We're trying to just have hope for the sake of having hope. But I do worry that, you know, we're not talking about the rookie of the year coming back. We're talking about a guy who has
a lot on it.
Yeah, he has a role.
Year,
yeah,
7'4", big man, and also I've tried to remind people too, this is the first time he's ever coming off injury in his career, right? Like he was insanely healthy at Purdue. And so this is the first substantial injury that he's had to deal with. You're rejoining a team that is playing at or trying to play at a really fast pace. And so it's not just getting back into game shape. It's getting into 2025, 2026 Memphis Grizzlies game shape. So I do think there has to be some level of, let's not put this wild expectation on Zach Edey for the first couple games he's back. And there has to be patience in that too. And then you're adding patience on top of patience, and nobody has that much patience to give around. So I understand where some people get a little squirmy with it. And I do think there's this level of, all right, Zach Edey can fix so much, but how quickly can he fix it is the big question.
I am looking forward each night. I do find myself looking forward to seeing what Cedric Howard is going to do next. You know, even in that loss to, that loss to OKC, you know, he puts up a double-double. I'm enjoying him, watching him get thrown into the fire, but especially defensively. But maybe, and this is where I'd go with you, Jess, maybe a little bit differently than Jalen, who got the same treatment last year and was solid in it. You're seeing it with a guy who's got the athleticism that you want, the 7-foot wingspan, right? You're seeing a guy that it feels like maybe could guard anybody in a way, right, that, you know, you once thought of Dylan Brooks in that way, even though, you know, not as athletic, but he was the guy that was going to shut down the other team's guy. Cedric Howard seems to be on a pretty good path toward that to start.
He's like the prototype of what this team has been looking for years. And the fact that we're 11 games in and he already looks like he belongs in that space is so encouraging. The first half against the Thunder, you're thinking to yourself, like, wow, he's doing this against the defending champions. And then, you know, you finally, for the first time, I thought, really saw him kind of force it in the second half, which we have not seen from Cedric Howard. There was one time where he's going 1-on-3, and you just chalk that up to another learning opportunity for him. His jump shot just looks so pure. The way that he finds himself in the right positions for rebounds, fighting for rebounds, he just adds a lot to what this team needs. And you can, you know, flirt with the idea of, okay, if Cedric Howard is this good this early, then that does cheat the expectation meter a little bit. Because if he is playable, and if eventually we do see him in the starting lineup, which it's got to happen, you would assume at some point, because he's so clearly one of the best 5 players on this team, that's an exciting place to be. Like, we had an opportunity to see him and Cooper Flagg on the same court, and with all of the expectations and the excitement around Cooper Flagg and what he was as this number one pick and the hype around him, Cedric Howard was the best rookie on the court on Friday night. And I know the Mavs are going through it, and Cooper is being asked to do literally everything everywhere all at once for this team. But Cedric Howard's been asked to do a lot too, and he really has risen to the occasion thus far.
We're talking to Jessica Benson. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on the Jessica Benson Show, CJ Heard on Grand City Media, Grizz Radio Network. How precarious do you think this stretch is? Because if I'd have told you that, I don't know, we're 4 games from now, right? That would put you at 15 games. If I'd have told you that 15 games got played, Ja Morant played in every single one of them things, and the Grizz are 4-11. Like, I feel like we would be like, well, who, you know, who else? What else? You know, like, and it's, I'm just asking, how precarious is it if you think the Grizz come out of this road trip having lost what would be, you know, 7 out of 8 or whatever the actual number is?
It's not just Ja, it's Ja and Jaren. Like, those are your 2 best offensive players, and neither of them have necessarily dominated, and it's kind of been for oddly different reasoning. Like, you have Ja on a shooting slump, but his usage and his assist rates are on the upper side of his career, and then you have Jaren, who's as efficient as ever, but his usage rate is on the lower side, and he's taking less shots than he has in seasons past, and then his defense, I don't think, has been quite at the level that we're used to seeing. And, you know, you never want to – it feels really lame 11 games in to be like, let's remember the Grizzlies didn't have a real preseason, but – they didn't with those 2. Like, we didn't get to see Ja and Jaren playing the preseason together. And just as it is for every other person on this team, this is still learning a new system with a first-year head coach in the NBA. And it, take out last season with hit interim coach opportunity for Tomas Isola. Like, this is the first real go at it. And so there's a lot of things to implement and to get used to. There is this natural level of, these are 2 all-stars, and anytime both of them are available for this team, you would hope that they have a chance to win on any given night, no matter who is around them. But there is a figuring out of the cast of characters. And we'll again go back to the injuries that this team is facing with Zach Edey, with Ty Jerome, with Scottie Pippen Jr., with Brandon Clark. Those are significant loss in rotation players. And so all of that can have an impact, but they both have to be better versions of themselves. And part of that is on them making shots, being aggressive, And another part of that is from the coaching side of things, figuring out, okay, how do I utilize these two players in the best way possible? How do I get more minutes with them on the court together and ultimately try to put them in a position where they are able to close out games against those teams that have players of similar nature, or at least what we expected to be of similar nature?
Jess, I'm putting you back in that AD hat. We're going back to college athletics. I love doing this now. And we're going back to Ryan Silverfield. You're in the Arkansas AD seat. We have to revisit this since it appears they won't be, Ryan's team won't be playing in a conference championship. Are you still as interested, Arkansas? I think John said as recently as yesterday that, is it Kalshi, John?
Yeah.
Has, you know, Ryan as the favorite even after
he's still, I mean, it's 40%, but he is the favorite.
It's come down, but still the favorite.
Yeah.
Even after the loss. And so I ask you, is he still an attractive candidate and sort of, you know, first swing type, where he's not, you know, you're not going down your list and we're talking about fourth or fifth and a bunch of guys have passed on it. Is he still up there for you?
I think so, but I mean, we talked about this last week, and there comes this necessary stamp of showing that you can make it to the game that you are expected to make it to as the team with the most resources behind it in the American, and now it is going to be a sixth year without making it to the American Conference Championship game. And that's a ding. Like, it just is. And I love Coach Silverfield. So these conversations always stink when you have a relationship with a coach and are rooting for them and you want the best for this program. And then also on the flip side, like, from the Arkansas seat of it, do you still believe in that? And I liken to think from a really level-headed space where if you believed in him as a coach before they lost this last game, it doesn't really shift the needle that much. Like, that's a hire you're going to make regardless, right? And within this coaching cycle, as you try to shift through the legitimate candidates that all of these power conference jobs are going to pick from, it's not necessarily a year where you have a million choices at your disposal, too. Mm-hmm. So I'd be really curious the internal conversations there. I think you can't get around it. Like, at the end of the day, it's unacceptable. You have to make it to the American Conference Championship game. They could have lost to Tulane if they just hadn't lost to UAB. So those are the kind of losses where if you are a hiring AD, it just would cause you at least a reason to pause. Like, why does this happen in the way that it does every year for this team, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, if I am Arkansas, I don't know how I can present this to my fan base. Like, I would almost rather hire an offensive coordinator who had no experience in a way, because
so then you could at least sell it as the,
yeah, like, I think Silverfield's track record kind of works against him here, in that, yeah, you win a lot of games, but you haven't. How do you think you're going to come into the SEC and compete when you haven't even been in the top two of the American? I mean, like he's it's 6 years of that. Whereas if I go get like a hot OC, you know, he may not be able to compete either, but at least I won't have that working against me in terms of the presentation of the hire. You know, all things can feel possible.
Yeah.
Right, because we all say year to year that he recruits well, right, Jess? But then if we're talking about return on that investment – and you haven't made a conference title game with it, then the return on investment isn't good enough. And that's what Arkansas would have.
And I know injuries don't matter. I mean, they do technically, but in how we talk about this, but Brent Lewis is hurt and has been hurt.
Yes.
And that does play a part in this year.
That said, and we touched on this with Jeff, I'm just seeing if you agree with me, Jess, in both instances, at UAB and again against Tulane, your defense did not come to play. You were down 10-0 with Brendan Lewis in.
Oh, it's absurd.
Right?
Between the first half and the second half,
it's crazy.
Defensive efforts has been mind-numbing.
Crazy.
Like, that defense that we see allow 3 points in the second half against Tulane, how that is the same one that just gave up, like, recess-level touchdowns in the first half.
That's
like,
right.
Playground touchdowns. Just absolute no one around. Big play, break it open time and time again is so bizarre. And also the false start at the end of the penalties that have bitten them,
UAB
where they're trying to make a push to make a comeback. UAB and this one. So those are, you know, when you're creating the list of pro cons, those are legitimate cons to look at.
All right, Memphis basketball is on the road tonight at Ole Miss. They won and they covered against San Francisco. You know, that's a good gauge of performance, and they outperformed, technically speaking, by winning by six. But the road gets a lot tougher tonight against Ole Miss. What should we expect? I mean, obviously, to say we expect to win as a 10-point underdog is asking quite a bit. But like, what are you hoping to learn about Memphis basketball tonight on the road at Ole Miss?
I'd love to see it look as smooth, and maybe that's asking too much, but it looked pretty smooth against San Francisco. And after the comments that were made the previous week and how things looked in the exhibition games, like, that really didn't feel guaranteed. Like, it felt like it could have been a real herky-jerky experience to start the season for Memphis, and there was a level of comfort that I thought we saw in that first game. So a continuation of that. I believe Ole Miss is one of the better three-point shooting team, so would love to see some threes fall for Memphis, which hasn't been their specialty at this point, and something that, if you're going to hang with them, feels like a pretty big necessity. And then also just the continuation of this front court that had a lot of question marks going into the year. And I'm always a sucker for a good story. I love that Simon Majok from South Sudan, the transfer, but also like, yes, guys like Aaron Bradshaw and Tierno Silla, and just how they're able to play against this Ole Miss team and really see, like, do you have something in the front court to work with that goes along with guys like a Quante Berry or a Doug McDaniel? Just how this all fits together early, because, I mean, we talk about it every single year, but it doesn't change. Like, these games really matter for Memphis when it comes to building your resume. And so even if, you know, maybe it's early to get one on the road against Ole Miss and in a place that Memphis hasn't won in a minute now, but then maybe, you know, the following weekend, you're able to put together against UNLV, and then you get Purdue. And what if you're at a place where you're able to get one of these big ones as you go into Feast Week and all that? So this just feels like a good real measuring stick on the road, good SEC opponent. What does it look like against this?
My favorite Tiger on this brand-new team is Julius King Thedford, and the effort,
ooh,
just that he plays with. In a college, you know, college athletics world where it's all transactional, you're not playing for the name on the front of the chest. That dude there was just so great. You could see it in his play, but then you saw it afterwards and the things he was saying. He's so grateful to be playing for Penny, but the hometown team. And seeing that, Jess, I mean, and you see Penny, and we've talked about it, and I've said it to other folks, but, like, you know, getting a couple of guys like that to build this thing around seems like the way to go. Guys that it might still matter for. And I've said it, when Penny talks about Memphis basketball, the way I saw Thedford out there playing against San Francisco, that looked like some Memphis basketball stuff. I want more of that.
Yeah. And that's how I felt about the Majok game, too, just from a sense of, okay, one of the big parts about college basketball, he might not be the most important player, he might not be the 10th most important player, whatever. From a standpoint of finding players who are easy to root for quickly for a fan base, just someone who does something in a game where you're like, you know what, I want to follow this guy all season. And that's a very real thing in college basketball now, with the amount of turnover that you're seeing any given night. So there's tremendous value in players like that who give you a reason to be like, oh, that's familiar. I might not know this person's name, but that's familiar to the product of Memphis basketball that I'm, you know, well acquainted with. And now I'm going to find out their name and follow them for the rest of this year.
We were talking before we brought you on about these new city editions, the platinum joints. What do we think?
Nice.
What's our official JB review?
I love them. I want one. I don't wear jerseys, but if I did, I'd wear one of these.
Now, if you didn't like it, you'd say that, right? You'd say it was like a disgusting design, right?
I don't think I would give it. I think I wouldn't give it quite the fortified response that
right.
I just gave it.
They really have not missed on these, though.
These are fine.
Yeah, like,
yeah, no.
They've done really well every year.
I like the rollout of it. Yes. And I really love the 70s Stax vibe that comes through in these jerseys, the pattern up and down. I love a crispy white jersey. I think these are really cool. And even just the rollout of it with the kind of like diamond encrusted sparkly ball and Jaren in a fur coat, it all fit very well together.
Yeah, what was Jaren wearing the other night? What was that? What was that on his? Did you see it in the? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What was it?
It was like some brown fur around him. It was like a turtleneck. It was. Of course it was.
Oh, you know, it's cozy. It's cozy season.
Yeah.
It's just putting cozy on his season. Okay, I just went back and looked. Oh, that is a.
What is that?
He was big turtleneck. It's a sleeveless turtleneck.
A sleeveless turtleneck. He was lotioning up his arms, Jess, with that sleeveless fur on there. Sleeveless turtleneck. Is that fur?
Okay. I think it's like a, I don't think it's fur. Maybe it's like Sherpa, like a rug.
Well, he's scaling Everest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand
he,
it
he
as you
see.
He just
wants to be warm.
Got it.
That cold front came through, took us all by surprise. Yeah, I wore a turtleneck too.
It did. Looks like something my mom
really
would wear.
Really did.
I think Jason has very little patience for Jaren right now. I think it's
taking it out on the turtleneck. I get it.
I'll be honest. I think it's a fit you should only try to wear if you're like playing really well.
They call it snuggie or what do they call those things? And it's just an expensive snuggie or snuggle thing. Where they you know those things?
I love a snuggie. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make
the snuggies.
I'm just keeping tabs. Thank you, Jess. I love to keep the fashion tabs on.
Well, I'm curious. What would you like a player who's in the middle of maybe not the best start to the season to wear? Just tracksuit or bust? Warm-ups or bust?
There you go. That, just those work clothes. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like John Conchar.
Time to roll up them sleeves. Right? He doesn't have sleeves. He's putting lotion on there. Time to roll up them sleeves and hit the boards.
You can't roll up the sleeves to start. That's tough.
Nope.
That's tough.
Exactly. Those aren't work clothes. Exactly. That's it. That's where
now, if he was on his way to another Defensive Player of the Year award, I think we could live with anything, right?
Come on down the runway.
He could wear a loincloth, you know, if needed.
Nah.
If needed, I'm saying.
This is getting uncomfortable.
If he insisted. But you know, without that right now, it's you know, everything gets scrutinized, right, when you're not playing well.
I hear you.
That's the way it goes.
You're the best, Jessica. Thank you
as always.
Thanks, guys. Yep. I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, man, you got to just wear the Black Forces, you know? Just wear the Black Forces and, you know, the Nike Tech. And then, you know, if you bust out of the slump, so be it.
Caruso and them just did that man in again. He lotioned up the arms with the
I had no idea what y'all were asking about.
Now
I went back
do.
And looked.
Now you see it. Nobody talked about it, but I will. I will.
What is it, on Instagram or something?
Yeah, it's on their Instagram.
They're posting all of these post-game interviews with all these guys. You're seeing Instagram.
That was like the pre-game like walk-up type thing where they just take it and they're wearing whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I thought it was going to be like mixed in with the rest of the pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's the first one.
Oh, yeah. I see what
you you're just
saying.
Go to their page and it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's Jaren wearing his inside-out sweatshirt. Turtleneck with no sleeves.
Yeah, like Ja has just like the
he's just wearing a
the hoodie and the pants
work clothes.
You know, Jalen Wells black T-shirt, black pants and slides. You know, Jock Landale same thing.
Santi's just wearing a
Jaren. Let's just be real. It's he's on that extra. He's on that Kuzma. He wants to be seen.
He is on that Kuzma.
He wants to be. Doesn't Jalen Williams do this too? I will say, Jalen Williams backing it up on the floor.
Champ.
Champion. Young man's a champ.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to police anybody's
I'm not policing
it. But I mean, I feel you. I feel where you're coming
from. I'm talking about we just got bodied. Okay?
Right.
We're looking for this man to be a grown man out here and go to work.
Yeah. And he's like at the Met Gala.
Now, yeah, we're 10th in the standings, but apparently number one in fashion. In the West.
Would it be as big a deal if it had sleeves? If it was just a big, like, sweater.
Then it would have looked more like a coat and caught my eye. He was lotioning up in it.
Yeah.
Right, like if it had sleeves and it's just a sweater, it's fine. You're like, it's cold out.
Like if Jaren went to Memphis City Schools wearing that, right? Like he would not have walked out.
No.
He would not have walked out. There's just, you know, he would have gotten absolutely flamed.
He would have walked out rolling his eyes, talking about they don't understand fashion. Dumb kids.
I mean, for real. Like, he would have gotten absolutely, like, scorched earth.
Let's go to work tonight against the Knicks.
Yeah.
Not to the runway.
I you know what? I agree. But that's not what we're doing. It's New York City. He might pull out his.
Oh, it's going to be Met Gala stuff tonight.
It might only be the turtleneck. It might not be the rest of the shirt.
I mean, it's dead ass. Like, you know.
I'm scared to see.
That Lady Gaga, like, meat costume.
You know he's going to put a lot of thought into it.
That just make sure you tune into the Grizz Instagram for, and then we'll cover it tomorrow on Grizz Beat.
I'll have it on Grizz Beat.
That's the beat. Three. That's the real beat. Yep. Jaren's fashion. Anyway, thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. We'll come back. Dane Bradshaw is going to join us at 12:30. We'll talk to him about Memphis and Ole Miss. You know, this handicap and, yeah, you know, how Memphis can have success.
Great get.
What he makes of Ole Miss. We'll do all that in just a little bit. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.